Yeah, it's mostly the same players. A lot they still have the same kind of skeleton to the team, but they've gone through just a massive shift in their style. It's Van Gaal brought in the kind of counter-attacking style of play that they used in the World Cup because he felt that he didn't have the midfield to play a kind of 4-3-3 dominant attacking football that the Netherlands are known for. And that worked. I mean, they defied the odds in Brazil. They were never expected to go far, but they made it to the semi-finals. And instead of actually taking a lesson from that and saying, well, we've got something to build with, they know that there's a different strategy to rely on that suits this group of players, they just decided, well, let's take it back to the way we are used to playing, the 4-3-3, trying to dominate games just through possession, and take it back to the something close to the total football style that they're known for. And the problem is that, well, Van Gaal was right, that style doesn't suit this group of players and generally doesn't work. Hiddink made the mistake of completely changing the style again. The KNVB, I would say, made a mistake in hiring Hiddink in the first place, and they made an even bigger mistake in that when they announced that Hiddink was coming in, that 2 years after, as soon as he was, when he left after what should be the Euro 2016 campaign in which they were going to feature, then Danny Blind would replace him, even though Danny Blind has only been a first-team coach for a year, about a decade ago at Ajax, and didn't do well. So ever since then, he's been a technical director and an assistant, but the Netherlands thought, well, he's the man to lead the country from Euro 2016 into the 2018 World Cup with the 4-3-3 style of play. And, yeah, here we are. Disaster happened, as was predictable, and things are looking fairly grim.
And looking at the disharmony within the squad, obviously the big report regarding Memphis Depay and Robin van Persie and that bust-up, it's exactly what you don't need going into this crucial game.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, that's something that Danny Blind was kind of quick to say that there was nothing really into it. For Van Persie, it's quite a strange one. Obviously, Memphis Depay is seen as, well, the guy who's going to lead the team in the future. Van Persie and Huntelaar, for example, are 32 years old. Van Persie's form has been diabolical. Danny Blind has been worried about the way he's been playing in Fenerbahce. In fact, the fact that he's only completed 90 minutes for Fenerbahce twice. But because he doesn't really have many striking options, he's still found that he should play. And, well, yeah, I think Van Persie's international career, or career in general, you could argue, is going to be winding down, his international career won't really last much longer, so I think, well, the faith is going to be in Memphis, and partly the suspicion is that was partly the reason behind the bust-up as well, and that, well, Van Persie's quite frustrated in everything, club level and international level, but Memphis is still developing and is going to be the future of the team, so it's quite a strange one, but that's kind of a lesson for them now, in that, well, Van Persie, Huntelaar, Arjen Robben as well, Wesley Sneijder, they're all getting older and kind of winding down, and there's a new group of young players coming through, ones that maybe somebody like Memphis Depay or Anvar El Khassi on the right wing, they can lead the team into a new era, because there's a big kind of gap between the ages of the team. There's the generation from Van Persie and Huntelaar, and then there's this new generation, but they're still young and developing. So I think the focus now has to be scrap Euro 2016 and build towards something with this new talented bunch of players, because they do have, again, as always, some interesting and exciting players coming through.
It's been a real shame as well for Tim Krul, hasn't it? He suffered that horrible injury in that last game and now out for the entire season. Already with another keeper injured for the Dutch national side too. I mean, having a stable keeper is probably a big thing for the back four, really, and they really need that to solidify that defence, and losing Krul's got to be a huge thing.
Yeah, losing Seelissen and Krul is really quite tough because, well, Seelissen has been the best goalkeeper in the Eredivisie for the last year, maybe more. And he's been quite inconsistent, obviously, at the national team, but he's still the best option that they've got. Krul is always one that you love to rely on when as a second choice. I mean, it's awesome. Jeroen Zoet, who came on against Kazakhstan after those two were injured, is there's not really a great deal of faith in him. He is talented, but he's quite far below their level. But they've been able to call on the experience of Kenneth O'Meara from Feyenoord and obviously Martin Stekelenburg. And hopefully they'll add a lot to it in terms of experience and secure behind the back line. It's quite a difficult one to gauge. But yeah, I mean, those two goalkeepers are the best that they've got by quite a margin. So, yeah, it's quite a big loss coming into what's just a massive game against the Czech Republic. Because, well, obviously it's not in Netherlands' hands at the moment. It relies on Iceland, but they have to show that they have some kind of hope or strength to come back into it. And that way they have to beat Czech Republic. But, well, to be honest with you, I'm not entirely sure that they will.
I was going to say, looking at the game with the Czech Republic tonight, in terms of this, do you think it could be a case that if Holland were to gain the victory and still didn't get through, that maybe fans would at least take some positives from this performance going into the next stage? Or would you say it simply is the case if they do not win tonight, if they don't qualify, it really should be the end of Danny Blind's spell?
It's kind of tough to blame things on Danny Blind, to be fair, because he's been given just a terrible situation to deal with right away. He was always seen as the person who was going to come in and coach the team in the future, but that was supposed to be after 2016 Euros. And even with that idea, the confidence in him wasn't high. No one's really sure what the KNB would be seeing him to be the coach. But on one side, you can't really blame him for taking the job, because it's a dream job for anybody with any coaching aspirations. So the anger is, well, the KNVB have really messed up this situation. This is a terrible plan. They've tried to take the team into an obsolete path, really. And they should have really learned from Van Gaal's method in the World Cup and actually taken the team into a more balanced and more sensible playing style with the counter-attacking system that he played. And so, it was a big mistake. And the feeling is that, well, after this, they have to learn and they have to bring in a new coach to lead the team forward and rebuild. But the statements from the KNVB director, Bert Van Oostveen, lately has been that, well, Danny Blind is going to still be the coach after this campaign, which is a bit worried because, well, as I say, you can't really blame him, but there's nothing we've seen that suggests that he's a reasonable coach for this national team. There's nothing that we've seen to suggest that he is a good coach in any way, other than the fact that he's been the assistant to Frank de Boer and Van Gaal and Hiddink now. They certainly do need to bring someone in, and the fact that they don't seem to have learned from this mistake, or they don't seem to be willing to own up to this mistake. And I really don't see how anybody can think of it as anything other than a mistake, really. It's quite a worry because, well, that's what you need. You need to be able to say, well, this has probably not been the ideal way to go. And if they can, it's there for everybody to see. I mean, you can blame it on the fact that a lot of the players, a large contingent of the team, are lacking experience and are young. But that's a massive cop-out, because this is a group of players that should have qualified for this tournament. There's really no doubt about that.